I think that the church takes these readings to give us hope. This is what's supposed to happen to us. So one of these feasts of All Saints will be up there. Everybody else will be saying, "Oh, those lucky saints." And we'll say, "You bet." All the readings point us toward hope. Now, if we get bogged down in this world, we lose the edge of hope. You see, this chapter 7, the book of Revelation, for instance, you see, for the sake of brevity, you know, I saw the number of those been marked with the seal. 144,000 marked from every tribe of the children of Israel. Now you all know what happens in the text right there, right? From the tribe of Benjamin, 144,000. From the tribe of Gad, 144,000. From the tribe of Asher, 100, all through the 12 tribes. Because they're gathered. As the Lord had promised, He'd gather His people. He did. They're in heaven. And so then it goes on, you see. Salvation comes from our God. Salvation belongs to our God, is where we used to sing it, who is seated on the throne. And then, just get a chance today, read this. See, this is heaven. This is what it's all about. Indescribable joy. Unbelievable joy. That's why the Lord says, you see, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied here, but forever. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. What a gift. It's a blessing, right? But all the blessings are gifts, right? I mean, as the famous saying goes, Lord, when you crown our merits, you're only crowning your gifts. The gift to hunger and thirst for righteousness. To be holy as God is holy. To show forth the face of the Father in this world. See, to hunger and thirst for righteousness. So, see, this is the feast. Then we honor all the saints. But it isn't like a banquet. You did a great job, Joe. Let's all drink to Joe. You know, we're looking at them as those who hungered and thirsted for righteousness, for holiness. And we want to be one of them. Now that's a gift from God. We should pray for it, to hunger and thirst for holiness. There not be a thing in our lives that isn't moved by the Holy Spirit. That's what that means, to hunger and thirst for righteousness. You see? And then all this vision of joy. This disappointing thing, if that's the right word. The bigger the feast, we have to say the Gloria and the Creed and the, so that we get less time to think about the Scriptures. So, Chip, what can we do? We got to go on. But to hunger and thirst for righteousness, pray today. See, it's a gift. Pretty soon in your life, within your spirit, you can feel the Spirit moving. Moving you to pray, forgive, sacrifice. And you have to say to yourself, well, I'm starting to learn the sport anyway. I know the sport now. I know what the saints were up to. You know, I'm 0.0001 entered into it, but I got it. I see what it is. It's yielding the Holy Spirit all day long and hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Why? To give glory to the Father. Be one of these people forever. And when that happens, then we know what to do. We know how to serve. We know how to pray. We know how to, you see, the trick is to learn the sport. This is something that's coming to me these days, you see. I mean, I'm nowhere, but I'm learning the sport. I got it now. I see what this is all about. This is about yielding to the Holy Spirit, forgiving, not tolerating any negative thought of any kind ever. That's the sport. From that can come the effort. Found an order of 20 million people. Do whatever. So that's what we do today. We look up at heaven and we say, wow, look at that. That's the victory march after winning the game. And the sport, these are the sport, is to hunger and thirst that our lives be pure and holy, that they give glory to God. And if that happens, they will benefit somebody in this world and maybe many people in this world. We don't know. But it's yielding to the Holy Spirit. That's the sport. And there can be tiny little things. Tiny little things. I woke up this morning, man, my room was freezing. So I got into the bathroom and I said, oh, there's a flip, one of those, and I can heat up the whole bathroom. The Lord said, don't do that. I said, okay. Now, is that going to win me 75 million degrees of holiness? No. But it's the right sport. That's what I'm trying to say. It's the right sport. And if we pray, if we listen, you see, God will move us like that, because when it's all done, you see, as it says here, you know, even now we're called the children of God. And we are. But we have no idea yet what it'll be like. Huh? We are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. Ask the Lord today for a tiny glimpse, preview of what it's like to know Him, to glorify Him, to have a heart so full of love that we just continue until the world ends to pray for the world. Now let's stand and say the creed.